Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word.
A warm, sunshiny day to you, dear listener, and thank you for joining me once again. Today we're thinking sunflowers, we're thinking lemons, we're thinking rubber ducks, taxis and bananas. Have you guessed it? Today's word is yellow. Believe it or not, the word for the colour yellow has a long and tangled evolution. Hope you're wearing your best yellow boots, because here comes the etymology of yellow. From Middle English, yelve, or yellow, from Old English, giolve, the Proto-Germanic gelvaz, which in turn is from the Proto-Indo-European gelvos, meaning gleam or yellow. Still with me? There's more. You can compare the origins of yellow to the Welsh gelf, meaning pale, Latin helvus, meaning dull yellow, the Irish gil, meaning white or bright, the ancient Greek chloros, meaning light green, and the German gelb, meaning, of course, yellow. These words can be traced back to a few different ideas or meanings, including gold and shining. The word yellow can also be used to describe a coward or somebody weak or scared. The origins of this are debated and rather unclear. Some surmise that it comes from yellow-bellied birds, such as the sapsucker, or even eels or fish. Some say it goes back to a derogatory slang for certain races, or as a way to describe people living in remote areas with a pale or sickly complexion. Another guess is that it refers to a gut-related illness, or even jaundice, describing the colour of, well, certain biles or bodily fluids. Honestly, it's just anyone's guess. Yellow can also be used in conjunction with journalism, and that's to describe a kind of false storytelling, usually bundled with sensational headlines, exaggerated facts, rumours, and even scare tactics. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Isn't language wonderful?
Has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry. doesn't even know what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie!
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets, but why is that my problem?
But what all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.